Put in that extra mile. It'll help pay off in the end.
Welcome to the Greater Dayton Podcast, where we talk about news, facts, and some upcoming events with some comedy thrown in. Today is October 30th, 2025. We are one day away from the Halloween extravaganza, as some might say. I'm your host, Aaron Chamberlain, and sitting right across from me, he's got a Star Wars toboggan on. He's a little chilly out here in the garage. Say hello to my friend. Say hello to Mr. Yost. Jamie, how you doing?
Doing good. Trying to stay warm.
That is fair. I'm trying to stay dry.
Yeah, need the rain to stop.
The rain is rough. My grass, I have not cut it in about 2 months. I sound like an old fart over here talking about cutting grass. And now it's going to be raining forever, and so it's going to be like the Amazon out there.
It's going to like, stop.
I'm going to be like kind of, you know, back and forth and with my lawnmower trying to cut down these long 3 feet tall strands of grass. How's your week been? How's your week?
It's finally Friday. Or not Friday. Well, I guess it's
Halloween
Eve.
Halloween Eve. Yeah.
Yeah.
We got a gig tomorrow. Our piano player is going to play that.
Cool. Where are you playing at?
It's a surprise. The Boone Saloon.
What time?
8:30 to 12:30.
It's a long time.
Oh, gosh. You're telling me.
Well, at least you get an hour extra sleep this weekend.
That's right.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just call off on Monday. Oh, really enjoy it.
Crappy part is it'll be dark when you go in, and you got 2 hours of daylight when you get home to get everything done, and then it's dark.
Yeah, I know.
5
well,
o'clock.
We've been trying to get a good time to paint our deck because it just needed it. We power washed it and got it, you know, all the crud cleaned off of it. And I haven't made time, and I started doing it, earlier this week. I was out there with a headlamp and everything. I was like, I'm going to keep on going. So I got about half-ish done. So, you know, with the rain, it kind of makes it difficult, but you know, putting things off to the last minute. You know how it goes.
Yep. Well, I guess some places are starting their Black Friday sales, I see already. So if that's your thing, then tomorrow is like kind of the first official release for Black Friday sales.
Like as in they can buy it now?
Yeah. Like
that's silly.
3D printers are on sale already.
That's silly.
It's not even like Black Friday. They should just call it, hey, we're having a pre- Black Friday sale.
Thanksgiving sale.
Right.
Or, well, November sale. Yeah, that's.
Get it now.
Everybody wants to get ahead of it. Amazon Prime has, what, 20 Prime days now? It's like, what
I think they're looking at it as people aren't going to have money because of everything that's been going on.
It's like, yeah, let's get him now.
But buy stuff. You
that
need it.
It seems predatory.
Yeah.
They don't need to spend money.
They're going to need groceries, you know?
Yeah, they don't need money for food. They just buy a 3D printer. They can print their fake food.
Right. Get you a new TV that you don't need. Only the 12 other ones in the garage.
TVs are cheap.
I know.
You can get like.
I saw an 85 for like $600.
That's cheap. Like you can get easy 30 inches, probably 100, 150 bucks.
It's like, where can I put that in the garage?
It's like, I need one.
I don't need it, but you know.
All right.
It'd be nice.
Let's jump into some news. What do you think? What do you say? What do you say?
What kind of news you got? Ding, ding, ding.
Well, there is a train show, ironically. Too bad I gave you the spoiler. But that isn't in my first part of this, so maybe you'll forget by then.
The Hare Arena, right? Back in the day they used to.
Was it?
Yeah, a long time ago. Showing my age.
It was before my time.
Yeah.
In Dayton, we have the Purple Pig Cafe, a new coffee shop opening up in Carlisle. The owner is Michelle Jackson, not Michael Jackson.
All right, Miss Jackson.
Depends on how you spell it. The cafe's name is a tribute to a restored 1938 Oldsmobile nicknamed the Purple Pig that belonged to Jackson's late stepfather. Not Peppa Pig, Purple Pig. The Wright Brothers Institute, a Riverside-based nonprofit founded in 2002 to help the Air Force Laboratory Research Innovate has suspended operations. I think it also had said, we have achieved our mission, something along those lines. So 23 years later, and I guess they're gone. The Dayton Daily News, Journal News, and Springfield News Sun are seeking local World War II veterans to share their experiences for an upcoming Veterans Day story. So if you are one of those, seek them out and they will get you set up. There is a new 99-bed skilled nursing home, Overbrook Landing, opened up in Beaver Creek Township. So if you're looking for that, there's an option. Are you looking for that, Jamie?
No.
Okay.
It's a weird name, though.
The Overbrook Landing. I like it. Overbrook and Bellbrook. Nope, it's in Beaver Creek. The Dayton Mall in Miami Township has been acquired by Hull Property Group, a Georgia-based company specializing in revitalizing enclosed shopping malls. The new owner stated it is committed to keeping the mall a viable shopping and dining destination and will collaborate with local officials on the new Miami Crossing District Master Plan to guide the area. The previous owner, Washington Prime Group, filed for bankruptcy in 2021. Well, that sucks.
Yeah, it is.
Malls are hard.
There's nobody goes there anymore.
I know. Why? I mean,
you have nothing to offer.
There is that old allure of, you know, going to a environment where you can kind of spend a day, you can hang out, but it's like it's hard to with online shopping.
There's no arcades in there.
Yeah.
Everything you can get online is cheaper and it's delivered to you.
Yeah.
You need some sort of nostalgia thing inside the mall that's going to draw people in.
Strip clubs. I think it's just, I'm just kidding. Strip clubs in the strip mall.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
No. No, I don't think so either.
Yeah. It would make the escalator ride a little more interesting as people go up.
I don't know what you'd put in there.
I don't know.
Something.
You're going to have to look at the successful malls that are like still operating.
Laser tag, you know, Nerf wars.
You could turn that whole mall into like a ginormous paintball place.
Yeah, exactly.
Or half of it into that.
Rent it out for like spotlight
parties,
know,
and stuff.
Yeah.
There's no clubs anymore for people to go to, mm-hmm, and dance because they got rid of all that. So that's an opportunity, yeah, inside one of
it's
the
a
big
huge space.
Macy's or something. Like, got a couple of different types of themed. And if you're going with younger generations, parents do need to come and chaperone their kid as they,
right,
dance, whatever.
Just drop them off and, yeah, see you later, kid.
Yeah.
They probably wouldn't.
I got ideas, so if they want to come talk to me, let me know.
Yeah. Intercity bus service, GoBus, is launching a new route.
It's a G-Bus.
G-Bus. New routes that will, that will connect Dayton, Yellow Springs, Springfield, and Middletown to other
to
Ohio
G-spot
cities. Ooh. Could be a good slogan.
I know.
I don't know if it's going to pass the regulatory
bodies. I don't think it
bodies
will. Yeah.
Regulatory bodies. A key new route will run from Toledo to Cincinnati, including stops with Dayton, Yellow Springs, Springfield, Middletown, and Oxford. This will also provide connections to transfer to major cities like Columbus and Cleveland. A timeline and specific stop location hasn't been announced yet, but in Dayton, the stop is expected to be along the RTA's free flyer route to connect with the University of Dayton and Sinclair.
Bring your G money.
The city of Dayton is opening a temporary downtown police substation by March 2026.
What kind of sandwiches they serving? Gotcha.
That would be good.
Yeah.
You show up for the grand opening, you know, with your bib.
I'll have an Italian, please. What?
Sorry, we only have... I was going to shout it. Well, it might have sounded racist. Nah. Located in a...
We only have meatballs. Is that what you're going with?
Or something, yeah, like that. Located in a vacant RTA-owned building... directly next to the RTA hub, bus hub. This move is intended to increase police presence and address community complaints about crime in a high traffic area. Well, that is Dayton. The temporary station will serve as a central base for officers until a new permanent downtown station is built. This one isn't a substation. This is a permanent downtown station. Is built at East 4th and Sinclair, expected to be completed by 2029. It's going to be a temporary station for 3 months. My backdrop has improved. Well, it's expanded on. I have Chewbacca towering over me.
It's a Halloween edition.
I love it. Centerville. Oh, that's it for Dayton. The Centerville Police Department has adopted a new technology called Live 911 that allows patrol officers to hear incoming 911 calls in real time at the same time as the dispatchers. The system enables officers to respond to emergencies more quickly, sometimes even before a call is formally dispatched over the radio. The department reports the technology has already led to a successful outcome, including arriving at a burglary in progress while the caller was still on the line and responding to a suicide attempt within 10 seconds of dispatch, potentially saving a life. What? This sounds weird.
Yeah. He
responded to a suicide attempt.
Don't do it. We're on our way.
Potentially, like they did not, like what's the outcome? Like it didn't sound like that was the outcome.
Right.
I don't know. But it does sound, it sounds, you know, like it would be a good thing. You know, instead of, you know, that lag between the dispatcher and the police getting radioed or called, they can literally hear it as it's ongoing. Kettering, at least 3 students were hit by vehicles in just over 5 weeks. And the city of Kettering is enhancing the traffic safety measures, especially around schools. In partnership with Kettering City Schools, the city will increase police enforcement in school zones, update school travel plans, and launch a joint safety campaign. Basically, I think it was saying it's going to educate drivers. Drivers are reminded to slow down, and the city is also actively hiring to fill a shortage of crossing guards. That sucks.
Probably because they're on their phone while they're driving.
Probably. And the kids might be on their phone while they're walking. But, you know, it's not the kids' fault.
Right.
They're allowed to walk in, you know, the crossing zones, and they should feel safe at their school. They should, at least. The CVS store at Dorothy Lane and Kettering is permanently closed on November 12th. And I think they mentioned all the drug prescriptions are getting transferred to the Wilmington one or something like that. So if that applies to you, I'd look into it. Hopefully they let you know.
Right.
Not like my gym where they just posted a sign on the door and expected that to be my notification.
Hey, by the way, you need to go to this other place now.
Right. Pretty much. And this was like after I just renewed for a year and a half.
Gotcha.
Nope. They pay me back. I was like, I don't think so. I haven't even gone yet since then. In Moraine, Miamisburg graduates and haunt industry veterans David and Daniel Willer are opening Occultist, a free home haunt in Moraine. The immersive walkthrough is located in the garage at 3441 Beach Grove Road and will be open from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. tomorrow and Saturday, November 1st. The four-scene haunt will feature live actors, is roughly based off of House of 1,000 Corpses.
As considered to dead actors?
Well, it could be animatronics, but I like what you're going for.
Yeah,
there.
I mean, it's...
You and your substation. In Springboro, the Tools Program Foundation, I did not get the acronym, sorry, a nonprofit dedicated to guiding high school students into construction and trade careers, has hired Stanley Warren Huffman, what a name, as its new executive director. I think it said he was a former NFL football player.
Really?
Yep.
And he's doing construction?
No, he's leading the foundation that helps students, like it's kind of like a careers and technology careers place to get into a trade school. I think it's what it said. Yeah, trade careers. The program was created by the Springboro-based Associated Builders and Contractors to address a significant regional labor shortage, with an estimated 10,000 local construction jobs currently vacant. That's a lot.
Yeah. Nobody wants to work all the time.
Right. Renegade Materials Corp, a supplier of heat-resistant materials for the aerospace industry, has purchased a $1.5 million building at 3003 Aztec Boulevard in Springboro.
Say Aztec?
Aztec. I should have said South Tech. Aztec. The Aztecs.
Aren't they the ones that build like pyramids and stuff?
Something like that. Trotwood, a new international grocery store, DJ International Market, is planned for Trotwood after the city's zoning board approved a conditional use request. The market will sell retail food, that's good, household goods, that's, you know, okay, and specially imported products, adding a new grocery option to an area that has historically been a food desert, quote unquote. So it's going to be like a Jungle Gyms.
Right.
But it's going to be, it's not
stuff.
Jungle Gyms, it's DJ International Market.
Right, they're going to play like DJ music there?
It could be. I don't know what the DJ part stands for. Probably someone's name.
Don Johnson.
Ron Swanson's. 4 candidates are running for 2 seats in Trotwood. City
be
Council.
Fat.
Huh?
They must be fat.
Why is that?
They have to have 2 seats.
Possibly. District.
They're
one,
at large.
Oh, yeah. That's a callback for those that actually listen. District 1 incumbent Betty Gales is running against former Councilman Robert Kelly Jr. Gales. Wait, what? They're running. Are they related? Oh, no.
I'm your sister.
It was a run on there. Robert Kelly Jr. Gales is focused on blight removal and new housing, while Kelly is prioritizing infrastructure and attracting businesses like the DJ International Market. District 2 incumbent Martha Clark faces Tommy McGuffey Jr. Why are all these juniors? Clark is campaigning on smart growth and safe neighborhoods.
Maybe it's JR.
Possibly. Who killed him? While McGuffey is focused on workforce development and support small businesses. So do you want businesses and development, or do you want safe neighborhoods?
Can't we have both?
No. You should be able to.
I'll take the safe neighborhood.
In Vandalia, they also have some running candidates, because it is election season. Four candidates are running for the Vandalia Butler City Schools Board of Education. Say that in one phrase. That's what I did.
Good luck.
The race includes three incumbents, Holly Herbst, Mary Kay Smith, and Scott Fulham, and one newcomer, Ryan Chuning. It's not chewing. He's got an extra letter in there. It's an N. Chuning.
Chuning.
Chuning. Key priorities cited by the candidates include ensuring fiscal responsibility and avoiding new levies, addressing district funding challenges.
I would vote for him.
Improving community engagement and development strategic plans for infrastructure.
A great name.
Yes.
Tune in next week.
Tune in.
See what I have to say.
I like it.
Yeah.
Come up with another one.
Okay.
Keep it going. Also, in Vandalia, six candidates are vying for three open seats. Man, they're really big there.
Yeah.
For Vandalia City Council, as three long-term council members are not seeking re-election. The candidates include Emily Bradford, David Brisman, Mike Flannery, Rick Ford, Alex Gaunter-Dre, that's a hyphen name, and Aaron Hathaway. Key priorities cited by the candidates, all of whom responded to the questionnaire, except Brisman. Well, gosh. Included addressing aging infrastructure, ensuring fiscal responsibility, promoting business development, and supporting public safety. Woo, that's what we want.
Yeah.
Definitely. And then lastly, I'm just going to run through these real fast, because I know no one really listens to this for this specific thing, because you should already know about this. But what's tomorrow?
Halloween.
It can also be Beggar's Night.
It's Halloween.
Also known as Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat.
So, Trick or Treat Night. Here are the times for Greene County.
There's some today also, but you're not going to hear it.
Yeah, I'm not going to have the... Oh, yeah. There's one in Eaton.
There's Tip City, I think, is today. Beaver Creek's today.
That's not what mine says.
No.
In Greene County.
Unless they changed it.
These are all from 6 to 8 p.m. We got Beaver Creek. That's the first one on my list. Bellbrook, Fairborn, Xenia, Yellow Springs, all 6 to 8. Miami County. Countrywide, 6 to 8, or countywide.
This countrywide. Is tomorrow, right?
Yes. All these. Oh, no, that's today.
Yeah. So, see, I was right.
It's happening in an hour.
Yeah.
So.
Good luck. Take an umbrella.
In Montgomery County, 6 to 7:30, we have Brookville. All the rest of these are 6 to 8.
Today.
Butler. No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
These are all Friday. Tomorrow. These are all tomorrow. Butler Township, Centerville, Clayton, Dayton. Englewood, Germantown, Harrison Township, Huber Heights, Kettering, Miamisburg, Miami Township, Moraine, Oakwood, Riverside, Troutwood, Vandalia, Washington, West Carrollton, all 6 to 8 p.m.
What about Yellow Springs?
That was my first list.
Oh. They're today.
It's also 6 to 8. Yeah. It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
My
but
gosh.
But not today.
If you listen to this, you'll never know when it can.
Trying to make it confusing.
Just look outside and see if there's anybody walking.
Right.
Preble County, Eaton is today.
Today?
Yeah.
Or tomorrow?
Today, 6 to 8. And in Lewisburg, 6 to 7:30. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Are you sure?
Maybe. Warren County.
Today or tomorrow?
All these are tomorrow. From 5:30 to 7:30, we have Lebanon and Wayne Township. And then from 6 to 8, we have Carlisle, Franklin Township. Of course, there's two Franklins. Mason, Springboro. Waynesville.
If you're not today, you're tomorrow. One of the two.
Ding.
Ding.
That's all I got. That's all for news.
Okay. Hopefully it'll be drier tomorrow than it is today.
I know. Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah. Need it to be.
I got a gig tomorrow. I need people to come out.
Well, they will. It'll be 8:30.
Yeah, it'll be after candy, so they'll show up.
Yeah,
right?
They'll just
I
be,
hope so. I'm going to dress up as
be
my
cold.
I'm dressing up as my minion.
Are you?
I'm actually doing that tomorrow too.
At work?
I haven't told anybody.
I'm the Invisible Man. Cuz I'm not there.
You're not working, huh?
No. Well, I'm off so I can do things around here.
Well, that's Invisible Man and not the birthday suit man.
Yeah, I'd still have to show up on his birthday.
Then you
man.
Would be visible after that.
Right.
You would be visible. No one would see you there.
I might be the streak.
All right. What's the fact? What's the fact, Jack? Got anything?
I don't know, but interesting enough, if you showed up as a streak and you just had skid marks in your underwear, would that still be the streak?
Some people might not even know what a skid mark is.
True. You can describe it if you like. Look it up.
Yeah, we'll leave it there. You look at that.
Google
what's
that
skid
one.
Skid mark in a realm of, yeah.
The butt,
just look it up.
The butt stain in your underwear.
There we go. A butt stain. It's butt grease. Okay, I'm done. All right. For facts, we got October 30th. That's the day.
It's 2 months from my birthday.
October 30th, 1862.
Thanks. Yes.
Ormsby Mitchell, who founded the Cincinnati Observatory and served as a Union general, died on this day in 1862.
Oh.
Grew up in Lebanon, Ohio. Mitchell graduated from West Point and became a professional at Cincinnati College. Professor at Cincinnati College, which probably is no longer a college. It's probably Cincinnati University.
Yeah, probably renamed.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah, my college was Concord College. It's Concord University when I went there. He raised $10,000 to build the nation's first major observatory on Cincinnati's Mount Adams, which opened in 1845. During the Civil War, he was made a brigadier general, organized Cincinnati's defenses in northern Kentucky, and devised a plan for Union spies to steal a Confederate train. He was given command of the Department of the South, but died of yellow fever in Beaufort, South Carolina. That sucks.
That he had yellow fever?
Yep.
You know what that is?
It's not good. I know of it. I couldn't describe what it is. I'm not a doctor.
I didn't know if it was just because it turned yellow or
what
something.
What is it? Look it up.
Okay, we're going to look it up.
Probably dying of dysentery or something.
What do you think it is?
You turn yellow when you have
too much food coloring?
That's a good possibility.
There's a vaccine for it.
Well, that's why we're not dying from it anymore.
So it sounds like it is something to do with your eyes. You can get it from a mosquito.
Hmm. Complications of the eyes.
Symptoms are fever, headache, muscle aches, nausea, having to go to work, vomiting.
Dying.
Yeah.
Dying in there. Clearly. But, I mean, even back then, the medicine wasn't nearly as good. So those
yeah, it's caused by yellow fever virus.
Well,
okay.
So there's something yellow about it. All right, some famous people.
It's basically something that you get from a mosquito, which is now we're dealing with the West Nile thing.
Yep. They were spraying for that. Well, it's getting cold outside. Maybe they'll go away.
I'm sure they will.
They'll
that
hibernate.
First straw should have killed some stuff.
They should migrate to the south.
By yourself.
So Nancy
take the geese with you.
Nancy Cartwright was from Kettering. Do you know who this person was?
Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?
Ah, well, look at you. A native of Kettering and graduate of Fairmont West High School, Nancy Cartwright is a voice actress, comedian, and filmmaker. She is best known as her iconic voice of Bart Simpson on the long-running animated series The Simpsons. And it's still going on.
She shows up every once in a while and does like signings and stuff.
That's cool. I'm terrible with actor names, band songs, lyrics. Like, I'm just bad with that kind of stuff. I know who, Pierce Brosnan is. Like, I know Orlando Bloom. Like, I know a few, but
Orlando Bloom, that's a flower, right?
Yep. also from Ohio, Dave Chappelle. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I just threw this gimme in here.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't actually born here, though.
He was in Yellow Springs, I believe.
Well, where was he born?
He was born in a hospital.
Washington, D.C. Comedian, lives on a farm just outside the village of Yellow Springs for many years. Famous for a satirical comedy sketch Chappelle Show and widely regarded as the greatest stand-up comedian of all time, which I agree with. He's a pretty funny dude.
Is he, though?
He's pretty funny.
He's funny.
He's not funny looking. He makes funny faces.
Not afraid to be funny.
Yeah, that's what I like. He's not afraid to go to speak about things people are uncomfortable talking
right.
about.
If you don't
Which
like
I
it,
I think it's good.
Get up and leave.
You need to. Last, since that was a gimme, I'm going to throw another one in here. Charles Grapewind from Xenia. Do you know what he was?
Did you say Great Wind?
Grapewind.
Oh, okay, because I was thinking like he's some sort of...
Grapewind.
Yeah, there's a fart joke in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Give me a hint.
He was a vaudeville and film actor.
Okay, I've got nothing.
He is best remembered for his iconic role as Uncle Henry in the 1939 classic film The Wizard of Oz.
Okay, so he's Uncle Henry. So is he...
I don't really know.
The tin man, or would he be the Cowardly Lion? Because he's
Uncle
definitely Henry. Not the Scarecrow.
Well, Uncle Henry is also a destination for American printing snowmobiles and others.
That's not it.
No, he was. No, he had like a. I think he was the uncle of Dorothy.
Right. So he's the lion.
Is he?
Yeah. So each one of the uncles was one of the characters.
Oh, gotcha. I just don't know the lore, I guess. Maybe I just. I'm
pretty sure. Look to see if he's the lion. I want to say he is. He's from Xenia?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be.
No, that was.
No?
L. Frank Baum.
Okay, so.
AI says there is no connection between Uncle Henry and the Cowardly Lion.
So who is he? Which character is he? Yeah.
He is Uncle Henry.
But he's got to be somebody.
Dorothy's uncle from Kansas.
Okay. Yeah, well.
In some versions, the actor who played the Cowardly Lion also played a farm worker named Zeke, who is the Kansas counterpart of the Cowardly Lion, leading to potential confusion. See? You're confused.
I'm confused.
If anybody else out there knows what's going on, write us in. GreaterDatePodcast.com. No, Greater Dayton Pod. Yeah, that is it, but Greater Dayton Podcast at gmail.com. All right, let's talk about some days of the week. You ready?
Can you start your own, like, make it instead of Gmail, make it like female.com?
Female.
Start your own little business that way?
Female. No.
No? There has to be a G in there?
Be an A-mail.
A-mail?
A-mail.
Hey, Aaron Mail. I got you. Hey.
On Friday, do you think we have any special days?
It's Halloween.
Do you think it's on here?
Probably.
We'll probably see. It is National Magic Day.
Like Magic the Gathering?
No, magic.
Just like magic tricks.
I'll make you disappear.
Ooh.
You want to see you disappear?
Is it because of Mr. Houdini?
Maybe.
Because he died on Halloween?
I don't want to disable the ad blocker. Go away.
Give me the ads.
Continue without supporting us.
You should give him that.
You're right.
Yeah.
The idea for National Magic Day started out with something called Houdini Day.
See, somebody knows something.
Look at you go.
Smart. Jeopardy, thank you.
You're one for one. Or what? No, you're one for two. There we go. That's what I was looking for.
Right.
National Caramel Apple Day. Do you say caramel or caramel? Or do you say caramel?
Caramello.
Muddy Dog Day.
Muddy Dog.
Muddy.
Oh.
Muddy. Look at that. Look at that face.
That looks like a swamp rat.
World Savings Day. Well, it ain't World Savings Day on Halloween because you got to give candy out to people.
You're spending money on stuff that kids don't need.
Frankenstein Friday.
Yep.
But Halloween isn't always on a Friday.
No.
Do you think it's always Frankenstein Friday, though?
Probably.
It's National Breadstick Day. Check out your local Olive Garden.
I did see a little funny meme for that today.
Girl Scout Founders Day. National Unity Day. National Knock Knock Joke Day. You're going to miss out on that tomorrow.
No, I'm not. I'm going to call in.
Knock knock.
Who's there? Not me.
There it is. It's the World Lemur Day. National Doorbell Day. Not Doorbell Ditch Day, though.
Right.
That'd be funny.
Nobody does that anymore.
Sacky Day.
You can't because I got Ring camera.
What the heck is that?
What do you want?
What's a Sacky? Mischievous figure from Brazilian folklore. Sacky Pereira.
It looks like Popeye to me.
It does. It really does. Halloween, look, it's on
it,
there.
It, hey.
Whoa, no way. It's also Baku Jazz Festival.
Yeah.
This is the Pushkar Camel Fair. Look at that camel. Look at that thing.
Amazing.
It is like decked out.
Yeah.
It's like those people that have fashion dogs that just like dress them up. Yep. This is a camel. shampoo.
How much material they use just to do that?
It's shampoo week, by the way.
Really?
Yeah. Make sure you use some shampoo.
I got the poo on me.
Poopery. Saturday, World Vegan Day.
Well, they got to get it in before Thanksgiving.
That and Black Friday, we've got quite the run. Extra Mile Day.
Nope.
Go to the Extra Mile.
It's Turn Back Clock Day.
D. Hamilton Jackson Day.
Isn't it like Day of the Dead or something?
Yeah, also? I think it's Los Muertos or else something. I got an event on a calendar.
Like they're three days of something.
Yeah, I got a event on a calendar. I think I'll be mentioning that. World Numb Nut. I mean, World Numb Bat Day.
Close enough. I like it.
National Cook Your Pets. Oh, Cook for Your Pets Day. Jeez,
you're gonna eat your pet. That's kind of frowned upon over here.
Yeah.
Got to go overseas and do that.
Or Springfield.
Yeah.
You forgot about that.
Yeah, I did.
They're eating the dogs.
Yeah.
The pets.
That's how they got elected.
It's funny. My band is from Springfield, and when they were making jokes like, I don't know about the cats and dogs, but they can have as many of the geese as they want.
Right. Plenty of them at work, that's for sure.
National Calzone Day.
I love a good calzone.
I do, too. Even though they're... People just like, I don't like it. Like, I like it.
You don't know what you're missing.
National Deep Fried Clams Day. Ugh.
There's so many dirty jokes there.
There is. We'll just leave them clammed up. National Bison Day.
You ever had bison?
Bison.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know.
It's good.
I probably have, but yeah. National Pate Day. Pate Day.
Is that silly pate?
It's food. It's a sandwich of sorts. National Vinegar Day.
Just spam is all it is.
Yeah. Vinegar Day. Scented Candle Day. I do like a good scented candle. Autistic Speaking Day. It's the only day they can speak. That is the only day.
Rest of the time, be quiet.
Some of these are almost just like, what are you doing?
What if they're nonverbal, though?
You're not celebrating.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Just shame them.
Dude, what the hell does that say? Everything Day?
Deck the Everything Day.
Oh, probably. So it's go ahead and start decorating for Christmas?
Apparently. Yeah. That's what that picture looks like.
Which makes sense because it takes you a while to get everything set up.
National Brush Day. So brush your teeth only that day.
I thought you meant hairbrush.
It just says brush, but the picture is too.
Guy's half bald already. He don't need a hairbrush.
National Brush reminder: take care of your teeth after Halloween.
Right.
It's All Saints Day. That's one of them. The day after.
Which is your favorite saint? Saint John.
Saint Paul. Because he used to have a different name, Saul.
Yeah.
And God was like, "You're being bad. I want to change your name. Right. You're gonna be Paul."
They're the man Peter.
Peter.
So Peter.
Dad, your name is Peter. It's the same as a
Richard.
Day of the Dead.
There it is.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's also Marzipan Week.
I know what that is.
It's an almond flavored delicious treat. Unique texture. It's National Medical Cannabis Week. Also. That's funny.
Hey, how'd you do in your chili cook-off?
I got tied for fourth.
Fourth?
Out of five.
I didn't go over and get any.
It was nine.
it was nine people?
There's a tie for first, second, third, and a tie for fourth. And there's whatever else after me. I don't care about them.
Right. What was your chicken this year, or chili? Did you do like the white chicken chili thing again?
Yeah. I may have used AI to create my name. And then it was like,
catchy name.
Would you like us to make a label for you? I'm like, why, yes, I do. And it worked out pretty well.
What was the name of it?
It was a Foul Play Chili.
Gotcha. Not Hair of the Dog?
No.
No, nothing like that.
I don't want to like draw any HR complaints.
Okay.
Hair of the Dog. What is he drinking? Whatever she's having. On Sunday, we got Look for Circles Day.
That's the day you get around.
Ha! National Deviled Egg Day.
I love that day.
I do not.
I love deviled eggs.
My wife likes making them. I just don't like eating them.
I put bacon in mine. That's probably why.
I mean, I like bacon. I just, it's a texture. It's like, I like eggs.
Yeah.
I only prefer like scrambled eggs or omelets because I can't stand like
I hate mayonnaise. I know a lot of people use mayonnaise when they make it, but sandwich bread works a lot better.
Yeah.
And it's not that runny, nasty consistency taste.
I will never know because I don't like it. It's National Ohio Day.
Yay! We got a whole month.
Wow.
Or is it just a day?
Just a day.
Just a day. Okay.
It's Orphan Sunday also.
Not to be forgotten.
No child left behind. Zero Tasking Day.
Do nothing.
Sunday. International Doge Day. International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists Day. It's long.
Is that a dog?
Yeah.
Doge is a dog?
Mm-hmm.
And why is it Doja Cat? Is there a Doja Cat?
It's an internet icon. You've never seen the Doge dog?
No, I haven't. It's the first time I've ever seen that dog.
Do only good, everybody. That's what it stands for.
It's an interesting looking dog. You should look it up.
But then Elon Musk ruined it for everyone, right?
Imagine that.
It is World Ballet Day, Dynamic Harmlessness Day.
You got to be on your tiptoes all day.
Mm-hmm. All Souls Day on Sunday.
Oh, excuse me.
And then Daylight Savings ends. Daylight Savings, not Daylight Saving. Daylight Saving, yeah.
They need to rechange that to something like All Darks Day.
Or just get rid of it.
Yeah, just like it's
just stop changing it.
Completely dark.
They were talking about getting rid of it. Yeah. And Aaron was like, nah.
April Fools.
Nah. Yeah, they brought it up then.
Yeah.
All right, on Monday, it's National Sandwich Day. Whoop.
I think I'll be having salad.
I like sandwiches. Yeah, I need to have more salad anyways. Yeah.
Back to salad week next week.
Let's see.
That said tomatoes, right?
What's that?
Old.
No.
No.
This one?
I can't see that far. So.
Recreation
Day. It said tomatoes to me.
It's Recreation Day Tasmania.
Okay. It's totally tomatoes.
It's close. Yeah. I had a T in there. And an A.
I don't have my glasses on. Yeah, T and A. Gotcha.
T and A.
What you did there.
Yeah. Smart Home Day. National Accessory Day. Get out your accessories, your rings, your bracelets, your... You know, earrings.
Smart home. Is that where everything is done for you?
Yep.
The Jetsons house.
Yep. National Housewife Day.
I don't have one of those.
He's just like, I just have a wife.
I'm the housewife most of the time.
There you go. Yeah, we don't call a house husband. No, I'm still the housewife.
Yeah.
Color the World Orange Day.
I just like doing laundry. That's just me. I hate doing dishes, though.
Monday is Cliche Day. So you should get a list of all the cliches you can say. You know,
yeah, give me your best cliche.
Teamwork makes the dream work, everybody.
Put in that extra mile, it'll help pay off in the end.
Better out than in, I always say. At least it's coming out the attic and not the basement.
Right.
On Tuesday, it's National Candy Day.
Doing to others as others were doing to you.
Just go through all the Beatitudes and. You know, love your neighbor as yourself.
Not love in your neighbor.
It's not quite a cliche, but, you know. National Candy Day on Tuesday.
But that was tomorrow.
It's right up there with Use Your Common Sense Day.
What kind of candy? Does it have to be a certain kind?
It says indulge your sweet tooth, your own sugary sensation.
So you got to wait till Tuesday to eat all your candy. Yeah. Gotcha. But brush your teeth first.
Yeah, there's in between. Well, it's also Use Your Common Sense Day. So,
right.
Because that's makes sense to have candy on a day that's...
That you're using common sense.
Whatever. National Easy Bake Oven Day. Okay.
That's a thing.
I guess. And that girl is not a girl.
That's definitely not an easy bake oven.
That's a woman cooking in an oven. Whatever.
Maybe she's just baking bread.
It's also National Chicken Lady Day.
Chicken Lady?
What? It's a lively celebration honoring Dr. Marthenia Tina Dupre, known as the Chicken Lady. Who cares? Whatever.
Maybe the guy from Kettering should get in and land since he's got all those chickens.
Right. It's Flag Day in Panama. Let's celebrate in Ohio. It's Election Day.
It is.
Election Day. Use common sense.
Go make sure you vote for the right people.
Go vote.
Especially for Vandalia, because you got a lot of options there. Get the one with that cool name.
Lost seats. Wednesday is National Stress Awareness Day, American Football Day, National Love Your Redhead Hair. Wait, National Love Your Red Hair Day, not your redhead hair day.
Oh, well.
Yeah, because that'd be creepy.
So it's Ginger Day.
Yeah. It's Eating Healthy Day. Yeah, you know. Advent Calendar Day, National Chinese Takeout Day, International Sweater Festival, not festival. Yeah, you didn't even like that. Man, that was too corny for you.
No.
It's Wobbly Wednesday. it's a special day dedicated to raising awareness of nystagmus, a condition
something
people's eyes
eye.
To move uncontrollably, making things look blurry.
So it's Googly Eye Day, basically. Mm. It's how they need to rechange it to Googly Eye Day.
Can you hold out on your funeral for that day? Get your eyes out. World Tsunami Awareness Day. Okay, last but not least, Thursday, November 6th, National Nachos Day.
Ooh, love nachos. That's kind of, we don't have one of those at work.
We're not cool.
Best salsa type nacho thing.
It's just
chili cook-offs.
I didn't make this up.
I know you didn't. Tell people.
I can tell you who, but
I can imagine.
National Basketball Day, National Cash Back Day. Okay,
that should be Tax Refund Day.
And International Stout, National Ladies Learning Code Day. Oh, National Men Make Dinner Day. You gonna make some dinner?
TV dinner.
National Saxophone Day.
Is that a dog drinking from a UDF cup?
It's popcorn. Dog Film Festival.
Okay.
It's World Let's Stop Shouting Day.
Okay.
I mean, okay.
But
I like how that they said let's stop shouting, but is a guy.
It looks
yelling.
More like spousal abuse day, according to the picture. Told you to wash those dishes.
All right. I'm going to try to get this one all out.
Okay.
International Day for Preventing the Exploitation of the Environment in War and Armed Conflict.
You did it.
And that's it.
No conflict.
Marooned Without a Compass Day. Just got to go out in the woods and get lost.
Well, if you got a phone, you're never going to get lost. GPS thing, it's in it.
National Animal Shelter Appreciation Week. It's Rad Tech Week.
Appreciate all the animals behind bars.
Polar Bear Week. That's cool. Cuckoo Dancing Week.
I like the chicken dance?
I guess. All right. Let's move on to some events.
Yay.
So I have started to prune my events stuff. I'm
off the list.
I'm not going to talk about some of the, you know, repeat things like dancing and.
You're the weakest link. Goodbye.
If I like it, I might leave it on here. Like I left the euchre thing on here because I want to try to go do it sometime. But
how about goat yoga? Is that still on there?
Like that I'd leave on here. Like there's right. One, the. Let's talk about it. We're starting on Friday the 31st. We have the one with goats and s'mores at the grazing ground in Vandalia.
More goats. Yeah. More goats.
More goats. So stuff like that. All right, let's just crash right on through it. Looks like we got the Crossview Christmas Bazaar in Waynesville for a couple days.
You know, for the longest time, I was always saying bazaar like deer.
Bazaar.
So I was like, what?
Then you started watching.
And I'm like, I was totally disappointed when I went to one of them. Like, where's the brawls?
Then you start watching the monster TV show, and he's talking about braziers and so.
Totally not what I thought it was.
Yeah, oh yeah. The mazes are still going on. You can look those up if you want. They're probably coming to an end soon. The Little Exchange Holiday Open House in Oakwood.
For short people.
That's for a couple days. It's like a big, like, holiday, like, a lot. I think it's.
You can take your old pair of shorts there for pants.
You can try.
I'll give you $20 if you do it.
In Oregon Express, we have the official Halloween bar crawl for a couple days, looks like. Halloween party at the Dunaways, cruise in at the Roadhouse. I might remove that one, too. So that's like all the time.
Yeah, it's not for long. It's about to be snowy.
Oh, okay. I don't know. We got Square on the Square at and Ghost Tours in Troy. Halloween Haunt, Kings Island. Halloween Masquerade Party, Whisperees. Halloween Family Fun Night at the UVMC Premier Health in Piqua. Heavenly Bodies in Xenia. Blackwood Manor Halloween Bash in Dayton, Webster Street. Brimstone Haunt in Wilmington. The Czech Club Halloween Party. You don't want to go to a regular one. You want to go to the Czech one in the American Slovakia, Czechoslovakian Club in Dayton. The Haunted Garage in Tip City is going on. See, a lot of this stuff is like in the evening times. A few things might be during the day.
I wonder if they would get it if you like walked in with a big square on your chest.
Maybe.
Put a check mark right here.
Maybe. They may take offense.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
The Full Body and Friends Halloween show, I think, it is at Yellow Cab.
That's a strip thing, right?
It sounds like it.
Full Body.
Two for the Road at James on the Main. That's a music group. Dracula, A Feminist Revenge at the Loft Theater. T. Murph at Funny Bone. Dayton Scream Park at Dayton Scream Park. Face Your Fears, Hotel of Terror in Springfield. Haunted Castle of Carnage and Trail in Riverside. Hell's Dungeon, 2025 Haunt in Linden Avenue in Dayton. Haunted Arcade Pinball Tournament. And pick what? Some music. Timothy Hersman at the Barrel. Velvet Crush at the Phone Booth Lounge. Then we have Let the Right One In at Beaver Creek Community Theater. It's got like a little Dracula icon. So
blah, blah, blah.
Yellow Cab's got the Dayton Silent Disco. That'd be cool to go to sometime. Driving Force at the Brick Tap and Tavern. Jeff Boone Acoustic at Courtyard Lounge. Creepy Crawlers and More at the Hidden Gym. Halloween Karaoke and Costume Contest, Good Time Charlie's. Scene 75 has their adults
only
Halloween 21 plus event. Ooh.
Yeah. I think it starts at,
10 p.m. 10 to 1 a.m. And then we have the Dia de los Muertos Midnight Fiesta in Miamisburg. It's a lucky star.
Fireworks?
Not that I saw. I also have my gig going on at the Boone Saloon in Springfield, if you're interested, from 8:30 to 12:30. Come support your fellow podcaster here.
Buy a t-shirt.
I don't have any. Right. I do need to get some, though.
Yeah.
I really do. That's how you make your money.
Right.
On Saturday, a lot of the same stuff going on. Let's see what we got. We got the Dayton Train Show. Dayton Train Show.
Woo! Ding, 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 ding.
That's a Dayton. Looks like a multi-day thing.
Right.
And then Greenfield has Fall Into Christmas Food Truck Rally and Craft Show.
Already?
I guess so. I know. Harlan, yeah, we hit November 1st.
Yeah, Mariah Carey's going to be on the radio, too, so, so you know.
This is Christmas. Harlan Township Fall Holiday Market in Pleasant Plain. International Festival in Beaver Creek. The Good Shepherd Lutheran Fall Craft Fair in Kettering. Broken Toe, 50K and 25K. 50K? Is that a 50 or is it supposed to be 5? I don't know.
Broken Toe, great name for it.
50K. Wilmington, Ohio. Looks like Huber Heights has a holiday craft fair from 9 to 4. Bellbrook Handmade Holiday Craft Show at the Bellbrook High School. David's Bazaar, not Brazier, Handmade Arts and Craft Show. That's even better. David's Brazier Handmade Arts and Craft Show. David's United Church, even better. Little exchange going on again. The Mazes. Festival. Muertos Festival going on. Special Interest Tour, Spooky Tour at the Dayton Art Institute. Scrooge the Musical still going on in La Comedia. Halloween Masquerade Party, Whisperees. Freedom Whiskey Veterans Day Celebration at the Miamisburg Moose Lounge. Heavenly Bodies at the Birch Manor at Glen Helen. T. Murph going on again at Funny Bone. Blackwood Manor Halloween Bash. It looks like again. Brimstone Haunt still. Ashley Knapp Band at the Good Time Charlie's. Bizette's Carmen in the Schuster Center. Laser Show, Pink Floyd at the Boonshoff Museum.
Go see that.
Yeah, I probably would too. Dominate the Storm, an evening with Reed Timmer at the Victoria Theater. Crush O'Ween, Boogie Matrix, Mechanism, WSG, Wafu at the Yellow Cab.
Excuse me.
Britches Down. Britches Down at the Foon Booth Lounge. God, Chisel Tongue and More at the Hidden Gym.
Sure, you bring your brassiere to Riches Down.
Yada 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 at the Barrel. Let the Right One In again. The Relics at Brick Tap and Tavern. Karaoke Party at Mort's East. Loose Cannon at the Courtyard Lounge. T. Murph one more time with a Funny Bone. That is Saturday. I don't think there's much more. Oh, I think Sunday has got some stuff. Got Chocolate 5K, 10K, and Xenia. Scrooge Musical again. Dayton Cheese Festival at the Bright Side. Interesting timing.
Yeah, isn't that like the Nacho Cheese Day?
I think it was.
Yeah.
I think so.
Makes sense.
We got the Halloween Drag Brunch in Xenia, or Yellow Springs. Polish Club Holiday Bazaar at Polish Club Dayton. Let's see. A lot of the shows still going on. Final Vinyl Sunday at the Barrel House. An evening with Atlas the Poet at the Yellow Cab. The Blue Wisp Big Band at Hidden Gem. Dayton Poetry Slam. Slam at the Yellow Cab. I think it's the same time as that other poetry thing. So it might be like a kind of crossover that night. That's it. Monday, we got the Dayton Flyers playing the Canisius. It looks like Celsius, but not really. And then Monday Night Laughs at Oregon Express. Tuesday, Progressive Euchre Tournaments in Myersburg. And Spit a Field in Dayton with Life and Idol, Ace Slight and Scheller, Yellow Cab. Wednesday, Normandy Bazaar in Dayton. Kaleidoscope of Sight and Sound at the Symphony the Symphony of Self at the Schuster. Live music from Danny Voris at the Whisperees. Live music by Bobby D. Music at the Brunch Pub. Get rid of this karaoke night one at the Brick Tap and Tavern, which it is going on, but I'm removing it. Then Thursday, kicking off the Industrial Strength Bluegrass Festival. Woohoo! Scrooge the Musical, two showings. Teresa Caputo live at the Victoria Theater. I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change, Theater Lab, Dayton Studio. And the Dracula Feminist Revenge. That's all I got. Got anything going on this weekend? Anything fun?
We have trick-or-treating tomorrow.
Smell my feeding.
And I think we'll probably carry over into Saturday here for final wrap-ups for Day of the Dead.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to come out and take pictures.
You should do
before
it.
Or I tear it all down.
He's been spending a lot of time on it. Well, for me, I got my gig tomorrow. I got a Halloween party. Actually, I think it's a Christmas party, but / Halloween party. With a bunch of friends Saturday, and hopefully just relaxing on Sunday.
I think I'm going to go to one of those brassiere things.
Those brassiere things? Those bizarre.
Just to see what's going on there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's one in Huber, I believe.
Yeah. Well, you let me know how those go.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm going to show my support there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Two hands.
Yeah, see.
Well, we want to thank everyone for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed it. We are a value for value podcast. We don't force you to subscribe or, you know, get behind a paywall or any Patreons.
But buy our t-shirts.
Bonus content.
Coming soon.
Yeah, pre-order now. But if you have anything you want to drop us a line, you know, drop us some dollar bills, anything. Give us some feedback. Send us at greaterdatingpodcast@gmail.com.
You would like to make a design.
Yeah.
For the t-shirt.
I like that too.
And it can be very brassiering. That would be awesome.
Yes.
All I keep thinking about is that movie Weird Science where those two guys had the bras on their heads. They were trying to make the lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, submit your designs. We'll put them through the committee and we'll see what they say. Got anything else, sir?
Maybe a special guest next week if they want to come out.
Ooh, special guest. We've been trying, but, you know, people are busy.
A little lady voice on here.
People are lazy. No, I'm just kidding.
They are. It's true.
All right. That's all I got.
All righty.
See you later.
Have a good weekend.